Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. If you have kids, you may recognize this sound. In fact, even if you're an adult, you may recognize this sound. It's Wii Fit, the Nintendo video game that combines entertainment with exercise. You're still in front of a screen, but you're also doing yoga or boxing or push-ups or leg lifts or some other kind of workout. Nintendo claims it's a great way to get in shape, but just how much of a workout do we get from these so-called exer games? Well, we finally have an answer to that question. Kyle McInnes is a professor of exercise and health sciences at UMass Boston, and he recently published a study that measures the amount of energy expended when kids play those games. Kyle, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Kyle, first tell us which games you tested. There was Wii Fit and there was Dance Dance Revolution, but there were six games in total.
Right. We tested a number of games. We wanted to get a good feel of kind of across the board. So there are things called Sport Wall, where kids run up and hit a blinking light. There's Light Space, very similar, but the lights are coming from the floor.
And you did the study in Boston with Boston kids, comparing the calories burned while playing one of those games to the calories burned while walking on a treadmill.
That's correct. In some cases, they were similar. In some cases, they exceeded the kids walking on the treadmill. And in all cases, the energy expenditure was greatly above what we would traditionally think of calories burned while just playing an inactive video game. So, in fact, we found about 400 to 800% higher compared to what we call their resting metabolic rate.
But wouldn't we expect that? I mean, if you're talking about an inactive video game where all you're doing is sitting on a couch with a joystick, wouldn't necessarily, if you're doing something physical standing up, you burn more calories that way?
You would think so, but I think kids have gotten pretty clever over time, that even some of these games, they can figure out how to play with actually minimal movement. So we wanted to put them to the test. And even at the very low levels of the interactive games, we do see increases in heart rate that are what we would expect when they're out playing a game of kickball or soccer.
So how would, for example, playing Dance Dance Revolution compare to walking on a treadmill?
It really depended on what level the kids chose on their game, how hard they chose to push themselves and how much they really got into it. But in some cases, it could have been even double what it was on the treadmill.
This next question isn't meant to be a free ad for any particular game, but of all the games you tested, which ones consistently gave the best workout to the kids who played it?
I can't really say, because it really depends on what level for which game. So I don't think it was the game per se. I think it was how engaged was the child within the game.
Now, you only studied how much energy kids burn playing these games. Would the same results apply to adults?
I think so. We know through some initial studies anyway that even in seniors who play virtual bowling games and some of the others that are available now, that, you know, heart rates are increasing to a moderate level and other changes associated with, you know, good moderate to vigorous activity.
In your study, you basically conclude that these games are a good addition to an exercise regimen, but they shouldn't be a substitute for regular physical activity or for playing outside. So when it comes to working out, do these exer games have limited usefulness?
I really haven't heard anyone say that this should take the place of going out in the park. But in many cases, we found that this can be a really strategic alternative. A lot of the work that I do focuses on kids in the inner cities, sometimes not in the safest places. And in many cases, we've learned that kids are really being restricted because of their environment. So here's an alternative when you're restricted to indoors.
Now, the context for all of this is that childhood obesity is becoming a huge problem. And video games get some of the blame for that, since kids who do a lot of gaming tend to be pretty sedentary. But you seem to be pointing out some of the positive aspects of video games, if it's the right video game.
Kids are wired differently these days, and, you know, they're growing up on technology. I really think it's if you can't beat them, join them. It doesn't mean this is the only exercise they're going to do. But, hey, if they're interested in enjoying it, it's another opportunity to push the envelope on moving kids into an active state.
Kyle McInnes, thanks for speaking with All Things Considered.
Thank you very much.
Kyle McInnes is a professor of exercise and health sciences at UMass Boston.